Hello there, and welcome to Trooper Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Donovan Chiquez, and I'm so sorry that I've been not recording episodes lately. I've been really busy, but now I'm back at it. Today we have a what-if episode, so I'm going to take something in the Star Wars timeline, change it up a bit, and see where I think it would take it. That topic today is, what if General Grievous was Force-sensitive? I think this would change a huge amount in the original timeline, so let's see where it takes us. Now, there's two ways we could go with the whole Grievous turning into a cyborg. We could take it where he's kept intact, so all of his midichlorians are in him, or I'm going to take it to an extreme and kind of out there version, where I think Palpatine would use Sith arts and cybernetics to give Grievous his cyborg body, but weave his midichlorians into it somehow, so that he could still use his full extent of the Force. Now, we're gonna go with that one, and in this, Grievous just becomes such a OP Sith. He is learning so much, he's becoming incredibly powerful and taking down so many Jedi. His lightsaber collection is just growing immensely, and Dooku and Sidious are teaching him pretty much all that they know, holding out on only the most smallest bits and secrets that they want to keep to themselves. Now, Grievous would become so destructive that the Jedi would become pretty much just intent on taking him down. Him and Dooku. But they would be unable to find either of them because they would be masters of the Force and they would be able to keep themselves from being found and able to destroy anyone they sent after them. Now, the Jedi Council will be preparing to send someone like Mace or Anakin or Obi-Wan, but at this point, we're in Revenge of the Sith, and Palpatine is about to be abducted. Now, Grievous would arrive, just like he did in the regular Revenge of the Sith book, and he would kill the entire escort, just like he did before, with his Magna Guards. But this time, instead of abducting Palpatine, Grievous is now a Sith, so he's filled with hatred and anger and all the emotions, the powerful raw emotions of a Sith. And he would hate Palpatine so much and not really care what Dooku told him to do. He would kill him right there and then. Now Palpatine would not be expecting this because he would have expected that Dooku to tell him not to kill him and to abduct him. But Grievous would no longer care. He would plunge all four lightsabers into Palpatine at once, killing the old man, who was actually one of the most powerful Sith Lords ever. Now, after this, Grievous would slaughter all of the Magna Guards around him to make sure no one was a witness to this, and then he would return to Dooku. Dooku would question him about him killing Palpatine, and a duel would ensue, with Grievous and Dooku just completely showing off every lightsaber skill they have. It would be a ferocious duel, and in the end, Grievous would triumph just because he would overwhelm Dooku with all four of his lightsabers and his incredibly powerful Force abilities. But it would take its damage on Grievous, severing probably most of his limbs. Now, Grievous could always just repair his body. And he had blood from Sifo Dyas to add more midichlorians to his cybernetics, using the weave that Palpatine would have taught him. Now, Grievous would be the sole Sith left in the galaxy at this point. So, he would disappear off the map. He would absolutely just vanish into the thin air of the galaxy, but he would take the Death Star plans the Geonosians gave to Dooku with him. Now, out there in the outer edges of the galaxy where no one could find him, he would start building the Death Star with supplies the Trade Federation and the CIS would supply him with. Now, at this point, no one would know he's out there, and they would continue fighting the Trade Federation and CIS droids, thinking they were winning the war. But all the time, Grievous is behind the scenes, waiting to destroy them. Now, Grievous would want more Sith knowledge at this point. So he would amass a strike team of commando droids and bounty hunters like Cad Bane, Boba Fett, or Bosk, or maybe all three of them in a team together, and send them to infiltrate the Jedi Temple because the Jedi's focus would be outward, not inward at this point. They would infiltrate the Jedi restricted section and retrieve the Sith holocrons kept there for General Grievous. Now I think most of this strike team would die, probably not Boba Fett or Cad Bane, but I think most of them would die in this because the Jedi would inevitably catch them at some point, but I think they would still get away with a fair amount of Sith holocrons. They would bring them back to Grievous, and Grievous would learn even more Sith knowledge and become incredibly more powerful, as if he wasn't already enough. Now, he would already sense how powerful Anakin was in the Force, just like Palpatine did. Grievous would want to get to meet Anakin somehow, to turn him to the dark side, and he would sense the raw anger and emotions within Anakin that made him susceptible to the dark side. So, Grievous would arrange to find Anakin on one of the many battlefields throughout the galaxy while they were fighting droids. He would manage to somehow get him alone so he could speak to him, subduing Anakin for a time, or possibly just talking to him before they dueled or after. Now, Grievous would tell Anakin about the powers the dark side would grant him, and he would slyly feed into Anakin's suspicions by telling him that the Jedi Council were holding out on him, and that they had power and knowledge that would help Anakin, but they didn't want to give it to him. Now, Anakin was already suspicious about the Jedi Council, so this would just make him all the more distrusting of them. Grievous would leave him with these thoughts and tell him how much more powerful the dark side could make him. Then Grievous would get out of there and leave Anakin to mull over those thoughts. Grievous would return to creating the Death Star, and the Jedi would continue to look for him while beating down the remaining and few Separatist forces. Now, at this point, Grievous would speak to Anakin once more, finding him again. Anakin would tell him this time that he had decided to join him. Grievous would say it was a good decision and tell him more about the dark side, giving him a small Sith holocron possibly, or some sort of Sith knowledge that Anakin could have to taste what he would get on the dark sides, on the dark side. Grievous would also have learned by this point that Anakin was in a relationship with Padme, and would tell him about how, as a Sith, he wouldn't have to hide his relationship with Padme like he did with the Jedi, but could have a relationship with her and be married openly. This would tempt Anakin so much that he would finally give in to the dark side and agree to help Grievous destroy the Jedi. Anakin would keep his giving in to the dark side secret and would make the Jedi trust him all the more by obeying as many orders as he could. But when Grievous would tell him that the Death Star was ready, Anakin would make sure that all the Jedi, or at least most of them, were in one place, and probably most of the clones. He would try to get some sort of celebration or important event, or maybe some important war council, to happen on Coruscant, getting most of the enemies in one place. Then he would excuse himself for a moment, and acting like he had to go somewhere just real quickly, he would get in his starfighter and he would fly off the planet, just as the Death Star would have moved into position while everyone was distracted, and it would power up and blast Coruscant to pieces. Now, all the Jedi and most of the clones would be gone at this point, or at least a good amount of them. Anakin would join Grievous, but this is the part where it takes kind of a twist. Grievous wouldn't make Anakin his apprentice. Grievous would give Anakin full rein of the Sith knowledge he had access to, and he would not make Anakin his apprentice as an inferior to him, but would let Anakin be equal to him, and they would both share what they had, Grievous even letting Anakin take the lead sometimes. This is because General Grievous was a brilliant tactician, and he knew the ways of the Sith. He knew that eventually, if Anakin was his apprentice, that Anakin would look to kill him and get rid of Grievous at some point so he could become more powerful. So, Grievous, knowing full well that Anakin could be more powerful than him as a full Sith, then he would let Anakin have free rein. He wouldn't inhibit him or restrict him in any way, and would let him be a Sith in his own right. Now, Grievous and Anakin would rule the galaxy together, and Anakin would have the children, Luke and Leia, with Padme, and he would raise them to be Sith. Now, this would change literally everything, because now all of the Jedi we had in A New Hope and all the originals are gone. Grievous and Anakin would amass more droid armies with the Trade Federation and CIS, and would destroy the rest of the clone army and the remnants of the Republic, and they would rule the galaxy with an iron fist. Thank you guys for listening. Let me know what you thought of this what-if situation, and please listen again. Thank you.